It's The Takeaway on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Dan Blumberg. Wall Street is going into this holiday weekend with more bad news today. Lehman Brothers is preparing to cut more than 1,000 jobs. It's the company's fourth round of layoffs this year. The beleaguered brokerage house continues to be rocked by the deterioration of the mortgage market, especially in commercial and residential real estate. Next week marks the end of the third quarter, and some analysts are predicting even more bad news. And here to help us make sense of it all and maybe provide a glimmer of hope is Aaron Elstein of Crane's New York Business. Aaron, good morning.
Oh.
So we've been seeing a number of different numbers this morning about the scale of these layoffs. What number are you hearing?
1,500, about 5% of the employees. And frankly, I'm surprised it's not bigger than that.
And where in Lehman are these job cuts going to come from?
Well, areas like I'm taking companies public. No one's doing that anymore these days. There are really very few corporate mergers to speak of. There are no mortgages really being packaged and sold in bonds. So bankers that did all those things, they're going to be given their papers.
And what about the assets that Lehman is said to be shopping around?
Well, they would love to sell a whole bunch of the commercial and residential mortgages they have stuck in their books. They have about $60 billion worth, more than any other investment bank, and they would love to sell them. But it's very hard to find a buyer at a reasonable price these days, and they're going to struggle to sell those.
The third quarter of the year ends next week. The Street will report its earnings in mid-September. How bad is it going to be at Lehman and elsewhere?
It's going to be awful at Lehman. They're going to lose, depending on who you believe, $3 to $4 billion. Merrill Lynch is going to lose money probably when they report later. Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs will report big drops. This is going to be a grim quarter.
So are we facing another Bear Stearns here?
Well, I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so is that since Bear Stearns collapsed, the Federal Reserve has changed things a little bit, and they are now advancing money to Lehman Brothers and the other investment banks, as much money as they need. They really don't want to see a repeat of Bear Stearns. And I think, thanks to the Fed, Lehman will survive. But I think the firm will look very, very different in the future. They have one really good asset in that firm, and that's a money manager called Neuberger Berman. They're probably going to have to sell that. They really don't want to, but they're probably going to have to sell it to survive. And once they do that, the firm will look very different from how it does now. It'll be much smaller.
Now, the bad news has not been isolated to Lehman this week, right?
Everybody is struggling. This is a very dark period for Wall Street right now. There's just not much business of any kind to speak of, and not many corporate mergers, not many IPOs, just not much of anything being done these days. You still have this mortgage crisis that's working its way through, and it's not over yet.
Any sense of when we might see something more positive coming out?
Hard to tell yet. These things take a while to work out. It took 3 or 4 years of, really, really aggressive, housing, a really aggressive housing market to get to where we are now. And it's, I hope it doesn't take that long to fix it up. But these things take a while.
And as far as the impact on the city economy, more layoffs is certainly not a good thing.
No, it isn't. By our estimate, it's 22,000 layoffs in the city, Wall Street layoffs in the city so far. And most the city budget office thinks it'll be somewhere in the 30s, and that sounds right to me. These are the best paying jobs in the city. They result in lots of other jobs in other places, restaurants, health clubs, lawyers, accountants, you name it. And when there's a slowdown in Wall Street, it affects a lot of other things.
Well, Aaron, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Aaron Elstein is a reporter for Crane's New York Business.